Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael Al. Shabbat Shalom. This is your brother Ariel coming to you by the way of Bet Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland, bringing you Kol Elohim with Iblis culture. That is Hebrew culture for those who don't know. And we'll be going in a different route tonight. We'll be going in a different route, but still being led by the Father, still being led by Abba, still being led by the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just get right into it before I start talking. I want to open up with a prayer. And if one of my brothers or sisters can shoot me a text and let me know that I'm coming through. Be much appreciated. Hallelujah. 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 Yah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Father. We thank you for that, Abba Yah, Torah. Abba Yah, we first and foremost ask and pray that you comfort Brother Metta'al Zakin Brown, that he be in no pain, Father, no sorrow of heart, no confusion of mind, Father, that whatever time you call him home, Abba Yah, that it be in comfort, Father, that it be in peace, that it be in shalom, Abba Yah, that as much as possible, Father, that you can comfort his family and the family of that Yahweh, Father, in his time of sorrow, in our time of sorrow also, Abba Yah, that you continue to strengthen us, Father, and what we go through, Abba Yah, to allow us to always remember that you're still on the throne, and you're not just sitting on the throne, that you're walking with us, Father, each and every one of us, Father, that you're here down in Mitzrayim with us, Father, as you told our forefather, Yaakov, Yisrael, to go down in Mitzrayim, and there I will be with you. So let us be comforted in that, Abba Yah. So when we go through our trials and tribulations, when we go through our ups and downs and our disappointments, Father, that you are here with us, Father, and you are the one that's carrying us as the footsteps often show us, Father. That there's not but one set of footsteps, and those are your footsteps, because you are carrying each and every one of us, Father. Abba Yah, I ask and pray for all the Marais, Father, that you continue to keep them, Father, all the Akotis, all the Emas, all the Zakins, Father, those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, mentally, physically, spiritually, Father, that you uphold them, Father, that you keep them, Father, with them, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, Father, I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom again, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom again. Toda aki, toda, toda. And, oh, my bad, I got to go do the benediction. Toda aki, toda. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. 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 Family, we going to take a little, it's not a detour, it's just a pause on the judgments of Yah because something came through and Abba Yah won't talk about it. You know, so we're just going to put a pause on that. And one thing we can say for sure, that he is listening. He is listening when we talk. He is listening when two or more is there in his name. Like he said, he's there, family. And tonight will be proof positive. Proof positive because it wasn't my intent. It wasn't my intent because I already had the outline of which way to go with the judgments of Yah and one more woe to the nations, and then we got one more to get to. In my mindset, that was it. That was it. But that was it. But Abba Yah, who, like I said earlier, like he said earlier, he is sitting on the throne and down here with us as well. He's down here with us as well. And how the thing got changed for me, how he changed it, it's through a dream. How the thought, and we're going to talk about the the name of it in 3 seconds. But through a dream, he changed it yesterday morning. Yes. And I'm the type of person, I hit snooze 3 times. I set the alarm early enough so I can get me a good half hour of, in my mind, a little bit more sleep. So I set it so I could hit snooze 3 times and still get up in time to go to work. So I set it just like that. That's how I set it up so I could hit snooze. But just before I hit snooze, I was dreaming. And every time I hit snooze, the dream picked right back up. I hit snooze, woke up, hit snooze, went back to sleep. And this happened 3 times in a row. It's like the dream paused, let me hit snooze, and kept going. pick right back up at it. But I don't remember all of it. I remember the gist of what Abba Yah was saying and what he got, what I got, and what I heard when I woke up, what I heard when I woke up. And the dream was, I believe, I know, it was for Beth Yahweh, and for Beth Yahweh as a start, but for the whole nation of Israel, right? For the whole nation of Israel. Because Beth Yahweh, we was, the whole congregation, we was in the house. The whole congregation was in the house. Now, I don't know for sure 100, was we all living in one house, but I know for sure we was in the house. The house was ours. And it was my time to teach. It was my time in the priest rotation to teach. And when I looked on the paper, everybody sitting like in the living room, and there was nothing on the paper. And I said, Abba, what happened? You didn't give me nothing. That was my words. Abba, you didn't give me nothing. He said, I just want you to talk to the people. Okay. And as he said that, a feeling came over me in the dream. We have to fortify the house. We have to fortify the house. We need to be fortified. But by that time, that was the third wake-up call, right? And all right, I got to get up this time. Ain't no more snooze. I got to get up. But that was it. So, but when I got up, before I do my prayer, before I get out of bed, I open my eyes, I pray. Unity. Unity. And that's what came. In fact, it came three times. Unity. 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 I was like, wow, I haven't got a chance to talk to a couple of brothers about the dream. And like, wow, are we going to be living in the same house? And what he was showing me was the importance. Everything important. Don't get that wrong. But for Bet Yahweh, it's to fortify the house. Unity. And the utmost importance of the co-op. That's what he was saying. The utmost importance of the co-op, how the co-op is important and how that will bring about the fortifying of the house, the unity. The utmost importance of the co-op and how we all must work together for this thing. Because as was talked on the co-op, and when we go through, because the name of the lesson is fortify. So Abba had me look up the word fortify. I had to look up. I had to go look the meaning up. Right? So I looked the meaning up. But when I looked the meaning, we're going to read the meaning in a few seconds. But he was saying, we have to fortify the house. That is exactly what the co-op meeting was about. It was talking about fortifying the house without even saying the word. Saying the word, the brothers and sisters who did speak in that, it was talking about the unity and it was talking about the fortifying the house. That Yahweh. Wow. Because things about to get bad. They're bad already. But we have to realize and take into consideration and take serious what's coming down the pipe. It is herding people into whatever area of this world you are in and keep trying to herd everybody into this system, right? But us who don't want to be herded in the system, we want to be outside the system, so we're going to stick out. And the co-op has to become an importance to each and every one of us. And I know the negative thinking going to come. I know that. But from here on out, don't look back. Like Yahweh said, I throw your sins in the sea of forgiveness, regardless of whatever happened before between any of us. Look back. Don't allow the negative thoughts to come in our minds and say, well, this, that, and the other, and I feel like this, that, and the other. Don't allow that. Listen to the voice of Yahweh. warning us, telling us, see what we need to do. What must take place? Said to Beth Yahweh, you must fortify. Unify. You must do it. So when those negative thoughts come, from this moment on, let's make the co-op an utmost importance. Even if you cannot make it, we have a sister that's taken upon herself, and by the unction of Yahweh, writing notes down. Go back and read the notes. They are there for everybody. It got to be an whole house thing. It have to be a whole house thing. Brother Yaquiel brought out, I don't know when or what brother, one of the brothers brought out, and he talked about Miriam. How when Miriam caught leprous, the house of Israel could not move because of one person. Yahweh said, we're not moving until we are whole. We are moving as one whole unit, as one body. That's what he said to the house of Israel then, and he is saying it to the house of Israel today, to Bet Yahweh today. And you don't have to believe. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is sit and wait and see if Yahweh's word come true. Sit and wait. Think of all the lessons. He has been warning us with all the lessons. But do not have to take none of the Moray's word. You don't have to do it. Yahweh is not a tyrant. He will not make you. All he asks you to do, as well as us, and see will his word come true. Sit and wait. So the uttermost importance for the co-op, it has to become serious to us. Go back over the notes. If you can't make it to these, listen, from here on out, we ain't going on the path. Now, that's Yahweh's word. Yahweh's word. We are not going on the path, but whatever happens, forward now in the word of Yahweh. As he said, fortify the house. Unify. Unity. That Yahweh. Unity. And that's for the whole nation of Israel. That is for the whole nation of the Israel of Yah. The Israel of Yah. Those who are going to stick out like sore thumbs in this world system because they do not want to be herded as with everybody else. That's for the whole nation. But we're talking about Bet Yahweh, but it goes out to the whole nation. Nobody being excluded. Nobody. So let me read the definition of fortify. And this is from the Webster's Dictionary right here, right? To make strong, right? And then they got A, B, C, and D, also definitions. But the first one is to make strong, right? To make strong. The A definition is, which we're going to go through, the A, B, C, and D definitions. To strengthen and secure. Were we not just talking about that? We were just talking about that. The brothers and sisters was bringing out some good points about fortifying without even using the word. But again, who is directing this, right? Who is leading this? Yahweh. Who was listening to the co-op meeting? To give physical strength, courage, or endurance to, right? C, to add mental or moral strength to. D, to strengthen or enhance by the addition of some substance or ingredient. Huh? So let's go. Let's go through the first one, right? to strengthen and secure. Right? This is the definition A. Let's go and see how or what does the scripture talks about to strengthen and secure, so we can come to a better understanding of fortifying the house. Trust and believe, when I sat down earlier, I'm looking for unity. And as I said, well, nothing on the paper. Went to a million scriptures, and the Ruach never said, no, that's not it. He never said yes, because there's a feeling you get and you're talking and there's a conversing. None of that was going on. I said, hold up, it must not be unity. No, it's fortified. Fortify. Fortify my house. So let's start off with a thought in fortifying the house of to strengthen and secure. Right? Let's start off with Luke 22. Let's go to Luke 22, starting at verse 35. And we're going from 35 to 37. And this is Yahushua talking to his Talmudim. He's talking to his disciples, right? And this is when he's about to go off the scene, right? And so let's read it, and let's see the thought that he is putting in their mind. And he said to them, when I sent you out without purse and wallet and shoes, did you lack anything? They said nothing. He's asking them a question, right? When I asked y'all to go out there, I told y'all don't go out there with nothing. I'm gonna make sure everything gonna be taken care of for y'all. Now I'm 22. Let's read what he said. Then he said to them, but now, whoever has money or a purse, right, let him take it, and likewise a wallet. Whoever has none, let him sell his cloak and buy a sword. We was just talking about that. But Yahweh said, fortify the house. Fortify the house. Filled in me. He was counted with the transgressors, for that which concerns me has an end. Why is you telling your people, your brothers, your Talmudim this, Yahushua? Telling your Talmudim, look, well, yeah, I'm about to go off the scene. Let's bring it to real life, right? I mean, let's bring it up to date. Let's put it in just layman's terms, other words, because it is real life. Scratch that from the record. I'm about to leave y'all. Well, everything was written about me is about to come to pass. You know what? I told y'all to go out there earlier with nothing. But if you got something that you can sell, if you got any money, or if you have something that you can sell, sell it and go get your gun. Sell it and go get your weapon. Because I'm about to go off the scene and things are about to get real hot. Things are about to hit the fan for y'all. Because I have to go fulfill my obligation. Right? Why didn't he tell them that? Why he said, fortify yourselves. Fortify yourselves. Strengthen yourself, right? And secure. You may have somebody out there, boy, you don't want to get that. You don't want to get no gun in there. Be quiet. This is the master. This is Yahushua himself saying it, if you believe it. Go into the story of Gideon. I mean, not Gideon. Elisha and his servant. The Philistine army surrounding them. It says, and pray, Abba, because his servant was doubting, he saw an army out there. But Elisha saw something more. See, the devil more was meeting them. And when the servant's eyes was open, he saw angels around about with nothing in their hands. Sitting on horses around the Philistine army who did not see the angels. Angels surrounding. Every time I think about that stuff. Every time I think about that stuff, just give me chills. But it says, with drawn swords in their hands. I'm trying to get off the door, boy. It ain't like that. They had drawn swords in their hands. They had water guns. They had a whole bunch of slingshots in their hand, which you can have a slingshot if you're nice. You know our people, they nice with slingshots. You read the story of Dawid. Whatever weapon you had, you can fortify yourself with or secure yourself with. Right? You just had to go there just to those who don't know. But he said, strengthen and secure. Right? Because some things are coming down the pipe. And no, we're not saying it's going to happen next week. It could. We don't know. But if everybody Ruach is tingling like the spidey senses, right? Everybody Ruach ain't lying. Yahweh is whispering and telling all of us, hey, something is coming. Be well. Get ready. Something is coming. Cities are coming. Prepare yourself. Everything about you. So let's move on. Let's go to one more thought for a definition, to strengthen and secure, right? Let's go to 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, 1 through 8. 1 Chronicles 12, 1 through 8. And then we're going to pick back up for those who are taking notes. We're going to pick back up in verse 38. Now these are those who came to Dawid, to Ziklag, and forgive me, family, I may mess a bunch of these names up, but Yahweh be with me. While he was a fugitive from Shaul, the son of Kish, they were among the mighty men, his helpers in war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in slinging stones and in shooting arrows from the boat. They were Saul's relatives of the tribe of Benjamin, or Benjamin, right? But listen to our ancestors. Ambidextrous, like I think I am when I'm playing basketball, because you left hand at right hand. But, oh, brother! Hey, maybe that's where I get that from. These cats was good with the sling, right hand and left hand. With the bow, right hand and left hand. He's showing us about these warriors. Why are you showing us about these warriors? And why were we just talking about fortifying in the last co-op? Go back to the minutes and read the minutes if you're a part of Bet Yahweh. If not, somebody tell you. The chief was Ahazer, then Joah, the sons of Shema, the Gibeonites, Jezel, and Pelet, the sons of Azmatah, Beerach, Jehu, the Anobite, Ishmael, the Goabite, a mighty man among the 30, and the leader of 30, Jeremiah, Yahazel, Yozabab, the Gittite. I might have messed that up. El Uzai, Jeremoth, Belia, Shemaiah, Shephutiah, the Herophite, Elkaniah, Isaiah, Azarel, Uzair, and Yashabim, the Kerite, and Juli, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroboam, Jeroham, of Gedor, the son some Gadite joined David in the stronghold in the wilderness. Mighty men of valor, men trained for war, who could handle the shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as gazelles on the mountains. Amen. Talking about fortifying, strengthen, right? Strengthen and secure. I drop down to 38 and finish this up. In your spare time, read the whole chapter. The whole chapter is beautiful. David's mighty men. The whole chapter is beautiful. But we come to understand at this point, not just to David, this point to Yahushua, mighty men. Yahushua, mighty men. And women. All these were men of war who could order the battle array and came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were one of one heart to make David king. Unity. They was all unified. We know who David point to. He point to Yahushua. And it's no different today. We have to be of one heart. Think about our king, Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahushua is asking, where are his mighty men? Don't go to war like that. But he's asking us to fortify, to strengthen the house. Again, let me read that last clause. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make Yahushua HaMashiach king. David king. David king. They was of one heart. Because remember, this is our battle. This is we fighting for Yahushua HaMashiach, standing on Yahushua HaMashiach. Because again, what he just tell his Talmudim, hey, whatever you got, if you got a little something on the side, if you don't, hey, that nice little coat you got, you might want to sell that. Get you a little something. Get you something. Because I'm about to go off the scene. Right? Let's go to B definition. What does B say? To give physical strength, courage, or endurance to. Again, we're talking about fortifying something, right? And we're in the definition of fortify, the Merriam-Webster definition of it. And we're in the B definition, right? To give physical strength, courage, or endurance to, right? And it's funny how you talk about some things early in the week with your brother, and they come back up. But what can give us physical strength or endurance? What can give us that? This is where he took me. Yohanan, John 19, 16 through 19. To give us physical strength and endurance. And how is this going to give us that? Because we're going to remember what he did for us. We're going to put on the forefront of our mind what he did for us to give us this strength, to open up the way of salvation for us. Forefront of your mind. He that endured to the end, and we must fight for this. So then, he delivered him to them to be crucified. And this is when Yahushua was crucified. So they took Yahushua and led him away. And he went out, burned his tree to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him with him, two others on either side, one, and Yahushua in the middle. Pilate wrote a title also and put it on the tree. There was written Yahushua of Nazareth, King of the Yahudim, or King of Israel. King of Israel. King of Israel. That forgive us endurance. Remembering the beating he took. Encouragement. To be at the forefront of our minds. The beating, what he took for each and every one of us. Encourage us to be able to lay our lives down and to endure whatever. Should have at the forefront. For Yahushua, I'm doing this. For me. I'm gonna lay my life down. I'm going to fight to my last breath because he did it for me. And when it's time not for me not to fight, I'm going to show strength and not fighting because I will not deny him. Pray for me on understand what was just said. Because he could afford at that time. Now what we're saying is if somebody pull you up at that time and they ask you to deny and you ain't got nowhere else out and you didn't fought the good fight and they got you, you in front of a judge or somebody who in rulership, or you one of those, at that moment you stop fighting. And you become a martyr. You become one of the saints that's slain for the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. We understanding that. Amen? Amen. And this is the other thought of that. We're not going to go read it. But you can go to Yochanan 18, and that's 16 and 17. Also, Yochanan, and this is when Kephal denied him, right? This is when, before, if we remember the story, we can go back to the story, right? The story when he was sitting at Pesach dinner, or Passover dinner, for those who don't know what Pesach means. And Yahushua said, look, they're going to get me, and one of y'all going to betray me, talking about Judas, Peter, somehow, some way, Peter jumped up. Hey, look, ain't none of that going to go down with you. Yahushua, Peter jumped out there, tough Tony, right? Yahushua straight told him, brother, you're going to deny me. You at that moment, you're going to deny me, right? Matter of fact, let me read just the first scripture where he denied him. I want to read that. And that's in Yochanan 18, 16 or something. I want to read that. So we're going back. 16 and 17. Because we got to set it up first. Set the whole scene up. Peter jumped out there. He had his tough Tony hat on. No, ain't nobody going to do nothing to you, Yahushua. We going to blows. Anybody lay hands on you, I'm sorry. We going to blows, right? That's how Peter was talking. For the most part, we all probably have been like that, tough Tony. If you walk with that man and you're talking about somebody snatching you up and you already, and your mindset thinking you're tough, right? Because we got to see the whole thing. Peter was a tough man, right? Peter wasn't no sucker. He wasn't no chump walking with Yahushua. Peter was one of those tough ones. You know, Peter, hey, they got to get through me first, Yahushua, right? They got to get through me first. They snatched Yahushua up so quick, and he didn't see Yahushua do nothing. He, matter of fact, at that moment, cut off an ear. So in the beginning, Peter was tough. In the garden, Peter pulled out an ear. Yahushua said, no, don't do that. Picked up the man's ear and put his ear back on. Told Peter, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. Peter, my life, what you mean? So as they were going, they beaten Yahushua. The guards grabbed them. They beaten them all the way till the temple. all the way to 70, right? He seen Yahushua fight back not one time. And they really putting hands on Yahushua. So this is the temple God. So he see Yahushua in court. Because that's in essence what it was. They brought him to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is what we would call the judges of Israel at that time. It was 70 of them, 70 elders of Israel. And they judged Israel. And they made rulership and judgment on Israel, on anybody in Israel. So Peter seeing the court going on in the proceedings, seeing Yahushua standing there, and this is what happened. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought in Peter. Then the maid who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." He ran out the door. All the toughest and Kephas went out the way, gone. He didn't saw what was going on. At that moment, as what they say today, as the hoppers say today, Peter didn't want no smoke. He didn't want no part of those procedures. Saw what was going on. At that moment, he said, "No, I do not know him." But earlier, Yahushua already told him. When Peter jumped out there, touched on him, "Man, I don't care who it is. They lay hands on you. They got to go through me." And it started off like that. If you combine the story of the garden, it started off like that. Peter was on point. Hey, he pulled out a sword. He started to defend Yahushua. But as it got real thick, and in fact, he probably saw he was out there by himself, because you don't read about no other disciples. "Hold up, man, that's my boy. Let's go get him." One and none of that. Peter probably was like, "I'm not going to be the only tough one out there." But Yahushua, knowing his heart, knowing when the doo-doo or the heat get real hot, what he was going to do. He already told him, "Man, when that kitchen get real hot, you're going to be out the door on me. And you're going to leave me in there to get that beaten alone," which he was supposed to. But the whole thought of this is when you go back into Yochanan 21, and Yahushua, Yochanan 21 chapter, or John 21 chapter 15 through 17, right? Yahushua redeemed Peter. He redeemed him. Because at that moment, in the beginning, he didn't have the strength. He didn't have the courage or the endurance. He didn't have that. Peter wasn't fortified in his own rock, in his own spirit. But afterwards, after that scene happened, after all that took place, after he denied them three times, he was strengthened. He was encouraged. He had endurance. His spirit was fortified. Another thing that we want to tell the people, we have to fortify our ruach, because we could talk tough Tony all day long until doo-doo hit the fan like Brother Kepha. It could be tough Tony all day long until it hit the fan. And we know doo-doo hit the fan in Brother Kepha's life. But he learned it. He eventually grew in his spirit. He eventually grew in endurance. So we know the story. When Peter got crucified, he ended up getting crucified just like Yahushua, but he said, "I'm not even worthy to be crucified as my master. Turn me upside down." He got strengthened. He had endurance. Lay his life down. Make it light, because it's easy to talk about it. Easy. You think about sit. Try to have some conversations with those who've been in war. In fact, Brother Bruce, I hope when we get together that you can sit and you can tell it, and even Brother Shabbat, Brother Yahweh, too. I don't know if he was in the war or not, but these brothers can tell us who heard bullets whizzing, who seen things happen real time. They saw on television, not nothing that they read about, in real time, things that they saw. And we can grasp as much as possible from them brothers about what really goes down. No, Brother Shabal, he wasn't even in the country. I know Brother Bruce wasn't even in the country. Both of them were in other countries as United States military, walking in other countries. These things we can learn, but we all have to come to the table of the co-op. And again, we need those who have the knowledge of these things to come to the table of the co-op. We need to be fortified. I believe Rebel Ward said he was in the army. I don't know if he was ever in the war. But we remember, for those who was around, when Brother Meta Al-Zakin, Meta Al, Brother Brown used to tell us those stories. He used to tell us stories all the time. And we laughed and chuckled at them. But we never took consideration of the realness of these things, right? That this man actually been in two wars, I believe World War II and the Vietnam War. One of the things that he said he was a tunnel rat. He had to crawl through tunnels that the Vietnamese built over there. He was one who had to go in the tunnel. Bad man. He was a paratrooper, Marine. You parachuting down out of airplane, bullets flying at you. You seeing your comrades being shot in the air. Right? Korean War, Todaki. He was in the Korean War. Told us about these things, how he used to have the parachute out and being shot at. Coming down out of a plane. Tell us all the time about the realness of war. All the time about his stories. We remember those stories. Wish we could have archived a lot of those. Wish we could have had him sit and talk to us about these things, the realness of it. For those who know, we need you to come to the table. We need that knowledge. We need that knowledge. We need that wisdom. We need that understanding that you have. The talents. Co-op meeting. Zakin Amin, he asked the question about, it was rhetorical. Asked the question is, sin is not using your talents a sin? And I thought about it when he asked. First thought was no. Using your talents is not a sin, but is detrimental to the person who do not use them. It is not a sin. But if Abba Yah gave you some talents, and 9 times out of 10, if he gave 10 times out of 10, if you're a believer, if you belong to him, he gave you talents. Those talents should be used for the betterment of his nation. Everything else is secondary. Again, we're not worried about what happened yesterday. From here forward, let's look at it like that. We're not worried about what happened yesterday. We're not worried about who did what, where, and why yesterday. Moving forward from here on out, let's try to use our talents for the betterment of the nation of Israel. Again, no, it's not. How we come up to that, how is that? Go back to the parable of the talents. It's not a sin, but it's detrimental to the people, to the persons or people who do not use it for the benefit of the nation. And that's why we were given those talents that we had. Period. As Yahweh fortifying his nation, so was Hillel fortifying his nation. And Yahweh gave his nation talents, gifts, in other words, the gifts of the Spirit. And that gift of the Spirit goes, is much more than the ways what we read, what, I believe Rabbi Yaakov read about a couple of weeks ago. It's much more than those gifts. I ain't going to say that, Brother John. We ain't read that. I only read that many. No, go back to when he had Moshe to make the temple. He gave a brother a gift on how to make things that go inside the temple. Spirit went on that brother, and it moved him to make the ark. He gave him the wisdom of cutting iron and metals. He gave him that wisdom. He gave him that wisdom through his spirit. It is also a gift of the Spirit. The word of Yahweh is not in the box. Broad. Everything in this world is his, so he can use everything. Is his. He can use it however he wants to. In that person. Amen? All right, let's move on to the second one, to the RC. To add mental or moral strength. To add mental or moral strength. And that is still in fortified. This is the key definition, to add mental or moral strength. And this is where he took me. I'll go to Shemot, Exodus 17. Starting at verse 8 all the way down to 16. And remember the definition, mental or moral strength to you, right? Then Amalek and Rephidim. Moses said to Yahushua, choose men for us and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with Yah's rod in my hand. So Yahushua did as Moses had told him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aharon and Hur went up to the top of the hill. When Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. What was the definition? To add mental and moral strength. He had two brothers there to add mental and moral strength. We also could have went into the garden. Right? Well, we won't get back to this, but we won't go on this thought that he just gave me. In the garden, what Yahushua asked them, brothers, right? Let's see the whole picture again. Yahushua asked Peter and them brothers, look, stay watch for me. Stay up, watch, and pray. What he was asking them for, mental and moral strength. He was asking them for mental and moral strength, right? Go away, pray, come back. They done fell asleep on him. His mental and moral strength. Asking for that. But they fell asleep. Regarded what he asked them. Asking his brothers for mental and moral strength. He got it. With the decision or what he had to do. He wrestled with it. He got his mental and moral strength. And his scripture says that as when he prayed and said, not my will, but thy will, who sent him mental and moral strength? What did it say that the angels did when they came down there? They came down there and they prayed with him. They talked to him. You got this, Yahushua. You got this. This is what you signed up for. You can do it. Do it. You can do it. Mankind needs you. You can do it. Pray with them. They gave them mental and moral strength. Robert, man didn't get it to him, but his other brothers did. They came right down. Let us not be those ones who fall asleep. Excuse me, I'm going to give you a little drink here. Mental and moral strength is needed. And that's that co-op. You may not say nothing. You may not have nothing to say, but just your presence alone can give mental and moral strength. I may not give you nothing to say. You may not have nothing to say. Presence. Just the sheer thing in numbers that he see and look how they are all coming together for one thing. For mental and moral strength. Fortify the house. Right? All right, let me read back to Exodus 17:10. So Yahushua did as Moses had told him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aharon and Hur went up to the top of the hill. When Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy and took a stone and took a stone and put it under him. Foundation, right? The chief cornerstone, right? And put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aharon and Hur held up his hands, the one on the other side and the other on the other side. His hands were steady until sunset. Mental and moral strength. Yahushua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. We know who Amalek points to. Halal. We already know who Yahushua HaMashiach or Yahushua Ben Nun points to. HaMashiach. But he had to have the mental and moral strength from his brothers, right? And so Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Yahweh said to Moses, write this for a memorial. Write this so the people can remember. Let them never forget this in a book. And rehearse it. Practice it. The same. Remember it, but practice it. Of Yahushua. That I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek under the sky. And Moses built an altar and called its name Yahweh Albana. And he said, Yah sworn, Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Because those who know what verse 16 is pointing to. And I like how the WEBA just wrote it, because they got Yah, Yahweh. They ain't got Yahweh. They got Yah. Has sworn Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. And no, that's not a nickname for that tonight. But I love how the WEBA wrote that. They put it just how it should be translated. Amen. Amen. So where we at now? We in the last definition, family. D, to strengthen or enhance by the addition of substance or in an ingredient. Right. What could that be? To strengthen or enhance, right? An addition of some substance or ingredient, right? Y'all probably know where we're going at with this. I'll probably know. And then there's a multitude of places we can go, but we're going to Galatians. We're going to Galatians. Galatians 5. And I wasn't going to start at 16, but I'm going to start at 16, and I'm going to read all the way through. Because this strengthened by trusting, or some ingredients, is addition by subtraction, right? Addition by subtraction. Y'all know what I mean when we start reading, right? For those who don't know what I mean, look, you got to take something away so you can add to it. You know, the more you take away us, the more we take away ourselves, the more we can add the Ruach, the more the Spirit comes. That's why Brother Paul put it this way. I die daily, right? Meaning to who I am as a person, I must die. I must allow the Spirit of Yah, the Ruach of Yah, to move me out the way. By subtraction. That's why we're going to read all of it. 5:16, Galatians, all the way through. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust against, and these are contrary to one another, that you may not do the things that you desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the Torah or law. Now, the deeds of the flesh are obvious, which are adultery, sexual immorality, uncleanness, lustfulness, adultery, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, revelry, division, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, orgies, and the things like these of which I forewarn you, even as I also forewarn you that those which practice such things will not inherit Yah's kingdom. Will not inherit Yah's kingdom, right? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faith, gentleness, control. Against such things there is no Torah, there is no law. Those who belong to Mashiach have crucified the flesh with its passions and lusts. If we believe by the Spirit, let's also walk by the Spirit. Let's not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. Amen? Amen. And that's how we strengthen or enhance, by the addition of some substance. What is the substance? The Spirit of Yahweh. What is in the, these fruits of the Spirit? That's how we fortify the house. See, we got to talk about tonight the physical house and the spiritual house must be fortified. The physical house and the spiritual house. Amen. And we're going one more place. We all know where we're going at because we know we're talking about how fortifying, right? Ephesians. Right? We know where we're going at in Ephesians. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you. If you're taking notes, you'll be able to write it down. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. That is Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. And this is, we are talking about fortifying. Following, be strong in Yahweh and in the strength of his might, right? Put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual forces in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to withstand the devil in the day. Withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your utility belt of truth buckled around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of shalom. Above all, take it up, the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yah, right? Praying at all times in the Spirit and being watchful to this end in all perseverance and request for all the saints. Amen? For all the saints. And that is the end of my of Yahweh's Blog Talk family. And he wanted to tell us that. Fortify the house. Ain't too much you got to say to that, right? Fortify the house. Let us come together. Let us all work together for the good of the whole. Again, I got to keep bringing it back up because I know some spirits, they are persistent. And they're going to constantly put things in our minds of what happened aforetime, right? Remember this, remember that. You have to rebuke that spirit and bring it under subjection to Yahushua HaMashiach because it is stopping us from fortifying the house and being unified, to working in harmony, to be, well, or if we want to use the Iblit word, the Hebrew word, ekad, right? Perfect harmony, to move as one. And that is the end, family. I'm not going to keep talking because I'm going to start talking, and I want Yahweh to be the talking. So let me hit the benediction, and then I'm going to end with a prayer. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Continue listening, Father, for continuing watching over us, Father, for always being our shield, for always being our buckle, Father, for always bringing us back when we go to the left and to the right, Father, for doing what you said you would do, Father. Yeah. Thank you, Father, for keeping us on that straight and narrow, Father, for keeping us on that path of righteousness, for keeping us on the path of salvation. But Abiyah, we ask you for more of your Ruach, Abba, if you see fit, if it's your will, Abba. We ask, Father, where though we don't believe that you helped our unbelief, Father. We ask you, Father, that where we have these things that befalls us, that you help us to overcome these things, Father, with your Ruach, Father, with sending a brother, sending a sister, immediately, Father, when you see one of us going to the left and to the right, Father, so we can become that unified family, that stronghold in Israel, Father, that Yahweh as a whole, Father, we can be a strong pillar in Israel, that you can be proud of, Father, when you look down upon us, you smile. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, mama.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
the end.